Dear audience, I am Biraj Dolma, a PhD student at University of Page. My supervisor is Professor Molnár Dénes. Allow me to introduce you in the presentation of C-reactive protein level in obese Hungarian children. Adipose tissue accumulation, especially intra-abdominal adipose tissue, initiate adverse health processes, including overproduction of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Of these inflammatory markers, the most stable marker is constant higher levels of C-reactive protein, which best reflects the presence of chronic low-grade inflammation as early as childhood. Elevated C-reactive protein levels were observed in serum of both obese adult and obese children. A decrease in C-reactive protein level was observed in parallel with caloric deprivation and weight loss. Our aims are to examine low-grade inflammation in 4 to 19-year-old Hungarian children with high BMI, high waist circumference, and body fat percent, and compare this with controls and its relationship with C-reactive protein. To monitoring the obese children of the pediatric clinic in Page, we monitor possible laboratory and clinical markers. In this way, obese children at risk of developing later complications can be identified as soon as possible and receive appropriate intervention. For the current cross-sectional study, we collected C-reactive protein samples during childhood from a subsample of 413 overweight obese children, as well as from 254 children with normal weight comparison group. A detailed family history was performed at the time of enrollment, as well as a complete physical examination measurement of anthropometric parameters and determination of laboratory parameters. The exclusion criterion was C-reactive protein level higher than 10 mg per liter, which was probably due to an acute infection. High-sensitive C-reactive protein level were classified as low, medium, and high according to the followings. Below 1, between 1 and 3, and above 3 mg per liter. The relationship between BMI, anthropometric parameters, and C-reactive protein levels in overweight obese children and normal weight counterparts are pointed out in Figure 1 and Table 1. In Figure 1, I would like to point out that the majority of the control group had values below 1, while in the case of the obese children, the large proportion had C-reactive protein levels between 1 and 3 and above 3. In our study, similar to the literature, we found magnitude of the association with anthropometric variables and C-reactive protein was stronger in overweight and obese children and adolescents compared to their normal peers. The mean proportion of C-reactive protein in the obese patient population we studied was 3.15 mg per liter, which classifies the majority of the obese children as high-risk group. In the studied obese population, the mean value of C-reactive protein was 3.15 mg per liter, which is an attention-grabbing value in this young, susceptible population. It is essential to follow up the obese children. C-reactive protein seems too promising for this. Thank you for your attention.